This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was news today from the Obama administration on climate change. It wasn't the energy secretary making a statement or the head of the EPA announcing a new rule. It was Chuck Hagel, the guy who runs the Pentagon. At a meeting of defense secretaries of the Americas, Chuck Hagel talked about the implications of a coming race for resources in a warming world. From the sustainability desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
Climate change is what Hagel today called a threat multiplier. That is, it takes already dicey places and tacks on factors like resource insecurity. Take water. Robert Glennon at the University of Arizona says in very general terms, the drier parts of the world will likely get more so. For instance,
the Near East, Middle East, North Africa, or even Sub-Saharan Africa, China, India, Pakistan, all of those areas are fraught with tension, and changes in the availability of water will certainly heighten those tensions.
Less water means fewer crops can grow. During the war in Afghanistan, record drought limited many farmers to one plant, poppy for opium. Christian Parenti is author of the book Tropic of Chaos.
Why would farmers in southern Afghanistan support the Taliban? Well, that's the armed force that's going to defend your family's right to grow the only crop that under these drought conditions will make any money.
Going forward, the Pentagon and others see new risk with Arctic oil drilling. Ironically, fossil fuel extraction contributes to the problem in the first place. Sherry Goodman of research group CNA says melting ice provides new access to new drill sites, but also
the possibility of an accident or a stranding or a vessel running into a problem where lives are at risk.
The Pentagon's new climate adaptation roadmap notes scientists are, quote, converging toward consensus on climate change. Uncertainty remains, says the DOD, but, quote, it cannot be an excuse for delaying action. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.